Bez Hashem, we're learning Tehillim, Perek, Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Yud Ches, Chai. Hine Ein Hashem El Yireyov Lam Yachelim L'chazdoi. Ein Hashem. The eye of Hashem, not Einayim, but we refer to Hashem as the Ein Hashem. Now, of course, Hashem does not have eyes. This is all a way for us to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Maral explains. Ein Hashem El Yireyov. The eye of Hashem is watching over those who are fearing Hashem. Hashkachosoi Nesuna Al Yireyov. Hashem is watching over those who are His Yireyim, the one who fear Hashem. The ones who fear Hashem, Hashem puts a hashkacha and watches over them. This is extremely important, which we're going to come back to. Lam yachalim l'chazdoi, and they are mitzapim. They are yearning for Hashem's chesed. And they're not batuach, they're not trusting in their strength, in their might, in their powers. In those days, the horses, in these days, the tanks and the fighter jets. But they're miyachlim l'chazdoi, they're yearning for Hashem's chesed. The more a person puts his hashkocha into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more a person puts his hashkocha, his bitochen of Hashem's hashkocha over him, that will be his gain of him exercising his spiritual muscles. Let's elaborate. A person who is pushing the spiritual bench press and trusting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean, trusting HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The success that he has, or the success that he's looking for, is all from Hashem. It's a Baruch Hashem, Chazdei Hashem. Shem Hashem is Shogar Befiv. The name of Hashem is always on his mouth. And he acknowledges that the success that he has is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he acknowledges the success that he can have. He is miyachalim l'chazdoi. He's yearning for Hashem to show this chesed, this salvation, this Yeshua. That's Ein Hashem El Yireyov. L'hatzlam imoviz navshom l'chayoysim barov. You know what's going to happen? Hashem will save the person mimovis from mavis, from death. Lahatzil mimovis nafshom. The man hitzil es nafshom mimovis. Shlo yamusu bidei hatzayrim oyson. The person will not die from those who are, from those things that are coming to attack him. Luchayoyson barov. And Hashem will mechaye the person barov. If there is Rachman Lutzlan, a starvation, a famine, and I'm saying these words, just reminding myself of the time I went to Giant during COVID. In the beginning of COVID, you know, when things first broke out, you hear rumors, this, that. I want to tell you something. When someone told me, I'll tell you the following statement, then I finally realized it's real. He told me the NBA canceled the schedule for the rest of the season. I said, what? He said, due to COVID, the NBA canceled all games for the rest of the season. You know how many billions of dollars that is? When I went to Giant and I looked in at the store, and there's nothing on the shelves. There's nothing on the shelves. I drove back on a turnpike with my boys. It was like a ghost town. We went to a rest stop. It's like, you know, you see the Westerns with the bale, you know. There was nothing there. It was such an eerie feeling. Lahatzil mi moves nafshom. Ulchayoysom berov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want to save you. What do you have to do? Fear Hashem. Hine ein Hashem el yireiv. Hashem is watching over those who fear him. Lem yachilim lechazdo. Lehatzil mimoviz nashim chayoysim barov. Rav Gamliel, HaKoyen, in his Sefer over here, continues and tells us, Lehatzil mimoviz nashim chayoysim barov, that through Tanyas and Sigufim, through fasting and affliction, it can save from all gezeiros kashuos. Let's see what he means. L'hatzel mimoviz nashim l'chayosim keitzad yuchal adam l'malit atzmoi mikol gezeiros kashuos l'yovur l'idei misa. How is it possible? A person can save himself from gezeiros kashuos, from evil decrees, powerful decrees, and not come to misa. Ha'etzah lekachi, the etzah is as follows. V'rov, alidei tainis v'sigufim yatzavah es nashami misa. That a person who fasts, a person who afflicts himself, and let's understand how that can be done properly, he will protect himself from misa. Okay, yadua goydel mailos ha'tainis, as is known, the power of a fast, shebekoich levatel kamina gezeiros kashuos v'rois, that it has the power to nullify gezeiros kashuos v'rois. As the Shulchan Aruch comes down in Arachayim Siman Tov Kuf Ayin Ches, Kishem Shat Sibur Misanim Mispalim Al Tzarosom, the same way that Sibur is Mispalil and fasts because of the Tzaros, Kach Kol Yochid Misanim Mispal Al Tzarosoy. So too, Rachman Lutzlan Lo Yelenu, if an individual has Tzaros, what should he do? He should fast. Keitzad Hayachayle Aitoye B'Midbar, person was sick or lost in the midbar, or Rachman Litzlan, he was taken in captivity. He should fast and daven to Hashem while he's in a state of fasting. Okay, so we have over here lahatzil mimovas nafsham ulechayoysam barov. Rav Gamliel has explained to us that a person who fasts can save himself from Tzaros and Misa. I want to pause for a second. We discussed this numerous times, that in this generation, fasting is not encouraged. The fasting from food of a full day or a half a day, it's not encouraged. And the reason why the Poskim is Manenu, the Gedolim's Manenu discourage it, generally speaking, 99% of the time, is because it's just going to cause us to weaken our mitzvahs in Hashem. But there still is a tainus that we can do. There are different types of tainus we can do. And there are different types of sigufim, if you will. Sigufim meaning afflictions that can create the similar Yeshua. And we've discussed this over the years in different limudim. One is tanyas arayvit. What's referred to as tanyas arayvit. A person is in the middle of eating a delicious food. Delicious meal. Let's say it's a steak sandwich. Let's say it's these burgers, for those who like pacha. Whatever it might be. Whatever is your cup of tea. And you mamish, you're eating it. And especially if you went out to spend money on it. Okay, so it's an expensive meal now. And the person's down to the last bite. The last bite. And he refrains, or she refrains, from eating that last bite. And he pushes the plate aside. After you tasted how delicious the whole entire meal was. And really the truth is what you're thinking about is taking another portion. That's really what you're thinking about. The problem is there are people around you and you don't want people to see you do that, so you're not going to do it. That has the koyach, has the power the Svarim tell us, like a tainus. That's one approach. After you tasted it so much, when you want more, and you restrain and you hold yourself back, person goes to a simcha, to a chasna, and you go to the chosn tish, and it's a real chosn tish. What I mean is, it's like the shmork by the women's section, by the Kabbalist one, by the noshim. You know, usually the women get like the big shmork, right? Here, by this chosn tish, you got it all. And you wonder, are they really serving a meal after this? And they are. And you know what you do? You take yourself a plate, one of those small plates. You know, I've noticed recently they give out knives also, some places. I wonder what took such a long time to realize that if you're giving out certain types of food, the fork doesn't cut. The fork doesn't cut it. So you take that plate, the small little plate, and you put some food on it, a few pieces, v'zehu, and that's it. This also has tremendous koyach, tremendous power. But I want to share with you something else that has tremendous power. Al pi the Chazon Ish. And that is, you take your phone and you turn it off. And you go somewhere where no one knows where you are. You want to tell your wife where you're going? That's it. Or no one knows where you have a meeting, you are not available for the next 3 hours. And you go to a place where there's no one else there. And you learn for 3 solid hours straight. There's no interruptions because there's no one there to interrupt you and you're not talking to anyone else. The only break you might have to take is to use the basic kisei to make an ashi yotzer. And that's it, and you come back to learning. 3 hours straight. A person can do 4 hours straight, matov manoim. Says the Chazon Ish, a learning or a tzifus like that of 4 solid straight hours is einoy doime, cannot be compared to a different type of learning of ketoim in sections. And the person learns, real learning, he learns. He's focusing. He's learning the Gemara, and he's learning, and he's chazing. What does Rashi say? What does the Gemara say? What is Abaye saying? And he reviews it again, and then again, and again. You know, sometimes you come out of the chas, and the next day you wake up, and you're trying to see Maidani, but you have the music playing in your head. It's so blasting loud. But you can't turn it off, because it's in your head. You know what's going to happen? You chas the Gemara like this again and again. You're finished with your 3 hours. You walk out, and you have a baya and rav in your head. V'yachin u'shlokish, they're in your head. Of Chizda is in your head. Of Nachman Bar Yitzchak is in your head. And you take them with you. This has a tremendous koyach of kapara. Tremendous koyach of kapara. Pasuk Chof, Nafshenu Chikso LaHashem Ezreinu Magineinu Hu. Nafshenu chiksu LaHashem, our nefesh, our soul, is chiksu LaHashem, is yearning, is crying out for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umetzapet, Tomit says, Zergum Liyol, LeYeshuas HaShem. What does it mean, Nafshenu chiksu LaHashem? We're constantly yearning for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For you, Hashem, to save us. Ezreinu u'moginenuhu. Hu oizer lanu. You, Hashem. Hashem is our strength, our helper. U'mogin badenu tamid, and always protects us. Nafshenu chiksu LaHashem. These are words of bitochen to be repeated on a regular basis. Nafshenu chiksu LaHashem, ezreinu u'maginenu hu. Why? Ki vo yismach libeinu, ki v'shem kodshe batochnu. Before you continue with Chaf Aleph, Afki Adai Noi Noish Oi Nasmid Letzabes Lishuas Hashem. Even if, says Zergum Leo, even if we were not, we haven't seen the salvation yet. Loi Noish Onu Nasmid Letzabes Lishuas Hashem. We still have to constantly yearn to Hashem for the salvation. A Yehudi Tomid Tzorich Lekavois Letzapois Leishuas Hashem. A Yid has to constantly yearn. You know what yearning means? I'll give you an example of what yearning means. You ever see a child order something online and then they hear a noise by the front door? You know what happens? They run to see, maybe it's my baseball glove. Oh, no, the box is too big. That's not for me. Or maybe it's that hairpiece that they ordered, you know, whatever the girls wear. Oh, no, it's for the neighbor, Oh, one second. He's coming back here. He made a mistake. He's coming back to the house. Maybe it is for me. Or when it comes on Shabbos. I said, sit down. What do you need? Who cares it came on Shabbos? What do you have to get up to see what's coming? What's the excitement? It's not Mashiach. He's not coming on Shabbos. Right? That level of yearning is just a drop in the bucket. Well, we should be yearning for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's salvation. But it gives us something to learn from. There's a yearning over there. Let me tell you, there's a yearning. V'afki, even though titmao lovoi lo yisya'ish over king. You know what happens when one day comes when they don't get the package? They don't give up hope. No, they know it's coming. The next day, I thought it was supposed to come already. Can we track it? Oh, it's been delivered. It's been shipped. And even if the Yeshua doesn't come yet right away, don't give up hope. Ela yis'ameitz b'bitchunoi b'Hashem. Strengthen. Chazak ve'amatz. Strengthen your bitochin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. K'mayim ra'kosov. Nafshenu chiksol Hashem. As the Pasuk David HaMelech tells us, Nafshenu chiksol Hashem. Miyacheles umetzavet tomid Hashem. I know the Yeshua can come from Hashem. I know the Yeshua will come from Hashem. Even though Yeshua did not come yet. I'm still yearning for the Yeshua. I'm not going to be miyayish. I'm not going to give up hope. Why? Because Hashem is oizer lonu. Hashem is our help. He's oizer. Melech oizer. Hashem is the Melech, the King was Oizer. Oizer Lonu. Umogin Aleinu Mioz Umasmid. He is our shield. He is our protector. He is our savior. This is the mindset we have to have in every single day, especially when things are dark. When things we don't see the Yeshua. We see with Rachman some of the tzara is. It's at those times we have to mechazik ourselves. Nashenu chisol Hashem. Ezreinu maginenu ki vo yismach li beinu ki v'shem kodshi v'tochnu. Kol simchosenu hi b'Yeshua Hashem. Ki David Melch says ki vo yismach li beinu in the salvation. That's what we're going to rejoice. Ki b'shem kodshoi b'tochnu, because we trust in Hashem's holy name. Ki b'shem kodshoi b'tochnu. Ki b'shem kodshoi b'tochnu ugdulo ugdoilo midas abitochon liyvosha ba'avuroi af kishein ha'odam roi lekach mitzad ma'isav. We've been learning Tehillim Baruch Hashem for quite some time already now. And we know that there's a constant theme that in the merit of bitochen in Hashem, of trusting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that alone, that zchus can warrant the Yeshua, the salvation. The trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the bitochen in Hashem, has the zchus, has the power to tilt the scale and bring the Yeshua. Really, we should stop here with that last flavor on our tongue. But we have one more pasuk to finish the perek. And on Shabbos, when we say this, Ranun tzadikim ba'ashem la'yisharim nova se'ila, these words, I'm like, wait a minute, I know these words. I've heard these words before. Yes, and not because you said it the previous week on Shabbos, but because we've been learning it over here. Yichazdecho Hashem aleinu kasher yichalnu loch. Yichazdecho Hashem aleinu. Yichazdecho Hashem, the chesed of Hashem should continue to fall upon us. Kasher yichalnu loch, with the same midah, the same attribute, that we are mitzapeh for Hashem, that we are yearning for the Yeshua, for the salvation from Hashem, we should merit the reciprocation that Hashem should bring the Yeshua. Kasher yichalnu loch, just like we were miyachalim lechazdoi, miyachalim is yichalnu, the same word. The more you put in, the more you get out. You know, they have these exercise bands. Different colors, right? Just like the bar game, right? They have exercise bands. There's the yellow, the green, the red. The more you pull it, the more you gain from it. It's the same thing with bitochen. The more you pull it, the more you gain. The person says, yeah, I trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but I got to do my ishtalos, you know. So if that's his attitude, his ishtalos won't really help too much. And you say, what are you talking about? Look how wealthy he is. You know what that person's doing? He's pushing himself away from Hashem. That person, the fact that he's financially wealthy now, that doesn't mean anything, that he was successful. Did it come from Hashem? It might be a punishment to him, as the Chavis of Avos tells us. The money could be a klala, Rachman al-Islam. Or he realizes that money, it all came from Hashem. It all came from Hashem. What about I worked so hard? That's very nice. It worked hard. It all came from Hashem. He chazdecho Hashem aleinu. Habayteich ba'Hashem, one who trusts in Hashem, in conclusion. Habayteich ba'Hashem, one who trusts in Hashem, mamshich al atzmo yirachamim v'chasodim. You know, you never do exercise, and you come in afterwards, you feel like, oh, I feel good. I feel good. I feel geschmack. I feel strong. I feel energized. You know, you'd also do that. You put your hand on the mezuzah. Give it 2 seconds before you start your day, or even after, do throughout the day. Put your hand on the mezuzah. Hashem's with me. You feel energized. I'm ready to conquer the day now. As the pasuk says, "Habateich b'Hashem chesed yisayevenu." When the trust in Hashem is surrounded by Hashem's chesed. Now this reminds me. Just popped into my head now, I want to share with you. Reminds me that when a person learns Gemara, you know what he's doing? He's creating a sviva, a circle around himself, Gemara is Malach Gimel Malach Gavriel. Mem Gemara is Mem is Malach Michael. Gemara Reish is Malach Rifael. And Aleph is Malach Uriel. When a person is learning Gemara, he's walking down the street and he's protected by the Malachi HaKodesh of Gavriel, Michael, Rifael, and Uriel. These are his bodyguards. Chesed Yisai Vevenu. Therefore, we say, Chazecha Hashem Aleinu, the chesed that Hashem has should fall upon us. How should it fall upon us? Because we aroused it by doing what? By teach Hashem, by trusting Hashem. Kasher yichalnu lach, because we're yearning for your salvation. It comes from you and only you. According to the greatness of his trust in Hashem, Areyu mamshech alov es chesed Hashem. He opens the faucet of the chesed, the kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kifi, according to the chesed, the bitachon that he puts into Hashem, he gets the chesed back. You pull the band, and say you're exercising your body part, your arm, you just give it a little tug, it didn't do so much. This is how we're supposed to dive into Hashem. When we say Tehillim, we say we dive into Tehillim. We don't just say the words, we dive into Tehillim with meaning and feeling. You know what we're doing? We're putting bitochen in ourselves. When we dive in properly, we say we dive into Tehillim properly, we're strengthening our spiritual biceps. We become invincible. We should be zoiched to have a bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even in the darkest of times, when things seem impossible. And Hashem should be open our eyes to see the Yeshua, Mheir B'Yameinu, Kasher Yichanu Lach.